I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. CSI Delta College kicks off next semester with a new crime scene lab to aid students in forensic investigation. The lab opened in early December and will be used by students in January. Inside the small building across from the main facility, students walk into an apartment setting where a homicide has taken place. A body lies in the bed and evidence is scattered throughout the room. Students gather and photograph evidence, take fingerprints, and identify blood splatters as part of their investigation. Delta's forensic science program was established last year and has attracted dozens of students in its short lifespan. Delta College offers one of the few forensic science programs in the state, the only one with an actual crime scene lab. State audit finds some welfare recipients may be improperly receiving benefits because of record-keeping lapses at the state agency administering the program. The auditor also noted improper financial controls that allowed theft of more than $150,000 by former employees of the agency's audit division, as well as five employees who received over $43,000 in improper benefits from agency-administered programs. The legislative audit released Monday covered activities of the State Department of Children and Family Services during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. DCFS Secretary Susie Saunier did not specifically concur or disagree with the findings and recommendations the auditor made for corrective action. The state has reopened a couple of areas in the Gulf of Mexico that were affected by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill to commercial fishermen. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill reports on the first day's harvest.
Dean Blanchard, owner of Dean Blanchard Seafood in Grand Isle, says this is a big deal.
It's something we've been waiting for 4.5 long years.
He says the areas off the coast of Elmers and Grand Terre Islands will help boost the shrimp harvest tremendously. Blanchard says on the first day back, one boat caught 7,000 pounds of shrimp.
Both of them was one of our better areas.
With shrimp totals running only 60% of what was harvested before the spill, Blanchard's hopeful the reopening of these areas will get their shrimp numbers back to normal in the very near future. Eric Gill reporting.
State lawmakers will have their Christmas party in the Capitol this week, and many of them won't have to pay out of pocket for their travel costs to attend the festivities. The Christmas party is Thursday. Meanwhile, at least 10 legislative committees and study panels have set meeting dates for Wednesday and Thursday in Baton Rouge. That means members of those committees will get mileage reimbursement and the daily per diem rate of $150 for attending their meeting. At the same time, they'll be in town for the party. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny today, the high in the upper 50s. This is KEDM News.